Good afternoon. We'll have statements by the Deputy Secretary General, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence. Deputy Secretary General.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to welcome Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Radmila Karinska and Foreign Minister Nikola Dmitrov to NATO headquarters. Let me start by expressing gratitude to your government and your people for being a valued partner of NATO. Your troops have been serving with dedication in Afghanistan. Allies are very grateful for their service and for your country's support and commitment. We just had a productive meeting. We discussed the importance of stability and security in the Western Balkans, the political situation in Skopje, and the progress being made on reform efforts by the new government. I want to say at the outset that NATO members and the international community generally were dismayed about the scenes of violence in your parliament this past April. We welcome that so much progress has been made since that time. In June, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg met with your prime minister. He made clear that it is vitally important for all parties to put their disagreements and divisions aside and to work toward the common good. If all parties engage constructively, necessary reforms are more likely to be implemented. Reforms that strengthen good governance, the rule of law, and good neighborly relations in your multi-ethnic society will be of enormous benefit to all of your citizens. We know that this is a challenging and ambitious reform agenda. We understand that progress will take time and effort, but we also know that reforms will be of the benefit to your country as you pursue your Euro-Atlantic goals and aspirations. NATO has been engaged for more than two decades in the Western Balkans, helping to build greater stability for the countries and communities of the region. And NATO wants to see your country achieve your aspiration to be successfully integrated into a stable, secure, and prosperous region. We are delighted that Montenegro was recently welcomed as the 29th member of our alliance, taking its place at the table with the same rights and responsibilities as all the other NATO members. This is a clear signal that NATO's door remains open, and NATO will continue to support your nation on the path toward membership in the alliance. Thank you for this opportunity, and pass the floor to you, Minister.
Thank you so much, Madam Deputy Secretary General. Thank you for the warm welcome. In the NATO headquarters, we feel at home, and we hope that soon this headquarters, or the other one, across the street will be actually home. We are here today to present a positive story and to inform the Deputy Secretary General and the Permanent Representative, the North Atlantic Council, of the strength and the resilience of the Macedonian democracy that managed to achieve political change in the face of an institutional and perhaps even a moral crisis. We have a very strong resolve to make it. We are a country that has decided to invest in our democracy so that nothing like the last couple of years ever happens again. We want our media to be free. We want our parliament to be functional and vibrant and to be a real check on the executive. We want our judges to judge independently. We want our anti-corruption commission to be functional. And this is a country that will be more like the NATO member states, the values that are built in their societies. We will give the alliance, and we are here today to convince them, more reasons as to why Macedonia should be the 30th member state of NATO. We have been sharing a burden of global security and regional security, and we will improve on that in the future. We are a country that sees our region as through the perspective of we make it together or we fail together. We are a country that, with the new foreign policy, is about resolving and not creating issues. We are a country that is building bridges. We are proud to already report a big success with our eastern neighbor and a NATO member country, Bulgaria. We signed a treaty of friendship on 1st of August. We will push the region in the good direction. We would like to step it up. And based on the maturity and the wisdom that we have gained coming out of our crisis, we would like to help others go in this direction. So, very grateful for this opportunity, and it's an important day for Macedonia-NATO's relations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vice Prime Minister.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you all, Madam Deputy. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be here and speak on behalf of the Republic of Macedonia, which has been striving to get to NATO membership for as long as we remember. After a long delay because of the political crisis that took Macedonia almost by surprise a few years ago, today we are here in the NATO headquarters to complete the 17th cycle of the action plan for membership of Macedonia into NATO. We have highlighted the government's determination to return to the path of reforms and to the path of EU and NATO membership. As a government, we are determined through our Plan 369 to focus entirely on the democratic reforms that mean rule of law, independent media, independent judiciary, professional administration, but that also are very much needed in a volatile world of today and in a volatile region such as the Balkans. Without democracy and without the rule of law, all of our countries seem less secure and less stable. We have been confronted with new and old security challenges, and this is why the government has decided to move forward and prepare a new defense strategy, and this is what we will report today in front of NATO, a new strategic defense review that should outline the ways and the policies through which Macedonia will deal better with these security challenges. We have also informed our allies that the government has decided to start a gradual increase in the defense spending, starting from 2018 and then continuing in 2019 with a 0.2 percent points of GDP, aiming at the criteria needed for NATO membership. It will be my pleasure and a privilege to inform NATO allies today that the government has approved that Macedonia increases its participation and contribution in the Resolute Support mission by 20% starting from the beginning of next year. And we believe that by doing this, we will show that Macedonia is a partner that NATO can rely on. We want to use this opportunity to thank also NATO for the recent decision to allow Macedonia to join the NATO Defense Education Enhancement Program that will help us build more professionalism and more knowledge in the military structures. The defense strategy will spell the reforms needed in the defense sector, but there is no strategy and no amount of money that can compensate for lack of professional and dedicated staff. So by working together, we can improve not only the capacity and the stability of Macedonia, but we can also improve the stability of the region. And for this, we are ready to re-engage as partners that can be trusted and relied upon. And we hope and we know that we can say the same thing for the NATO involvement in the region and in Macedonia. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me see if there are any questions. If that's not the case, then this concludes this press point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.